USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to present a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday, including directing his Justice Department to tighten regulations on purchases of so-called ghost guns. Ghost guns are like the IKEA of guns. Anyone can buy, build without a background check, and are unregistered. The chairman of the Augusta National Golf Course, Fred Ridley, discussed the new Georgia voting law Wednesday. "I don't think that my opinion on this legislation should shape the discussion," end quote. The Masters tournament is today through Sunday with a purse of $11.5 million. Virginia lawmakers have approved Governor Randolph Northam's request to legalize the possession and growth of recreational marijuana starting July 1st, moving up the 2024 timeline. Virginia will be the first southern state and the 16th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Taliban spokesman claims insurgents targeted an airbase in southern Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Taliban spokesman claimed the attack at the Kandahar airfield was targeted with multiple missiles, causing heavy human and material losses. Not so, says Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
There were no casualties, no damage, and in fact, preliminary indications are that these rounds didn't even fall inside the perimeter of the airfield.
The Taliban appear to be pushing the Biden administration to make good on a promise to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by May 1st. DOD spokesman John Kirby says the attack hurts the chance for peace.
Clearly, as I said, we condemn the attack, and we believe that this decision to provoke even more violence remains disruptive to what we believe is an opportunity for peace.
Five people, including two children, were killed in a shooting in York County, North Carolina, Wednesday afternoon. Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, along with two grandchildren, ages 9 and 5, and a man working at the home, were murdered. A suspect was caught in a nearby home. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After taking a week off, NASCAR is back in action Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Kyle Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network how he feels about the Martinsville track.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. You know, Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars had been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race, so... Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
The other Kyle Larson, was asked if he thinks the new team will improve his results at Martinsville.
Yeah, my Martinsville is a place that I struggle at, I think, more than my equipment that I've had in the past. So I'm definitely curious to see, you know, how I'll be there, being with a team who just, you know, won the last event there at Martinsville. So hopefully I'm better than normal, but I'm pretty confident kind of, you know, going to any racetrack right now. I think our team's been doing a great job.
The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 is Saturday night under the lights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. Who will win the 85th Masters Golf Tournament? Players from around the world will vie for the $11.5 million purse starting today. That's happening in Augusta, Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.